Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
Pauline Anker is a singer and songwriter who's provided best-selling hits for performers as diverse as Elvis Presley, Barbara Streisand and Robbie Williams. He wrote Puppy Love for Donny Osmond and She's a Lady for Tom Jones. He toured with Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers, but he's best known for coming up with the lines, "And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case of which I'm certain." He wrote the English lyrics to My Way. So what music influenced him and what would he leave behind? Here are Paul Anker's Inheritance Tracks.
Well, a song that I inherited from my childhood was Frank Sinatra. Everyone back then, when I was growing up, certainly the parents in the neighborhood, it was all about Sinatra.
I've got you under my skin.
And the song was "I've Got You Under My Skin."
I've got you deep in the heart of me.
I was very taken with Sinatra. I was just starting out to kind of get into the business, songwriter, which I admired Cole Porter and that genre of music. So I was kind of into that period and into those people. Sinatra, Dean Martin, all of those people were constantly played in my household.
I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well.
My parents were very good people. They were hardworking people. They both worked. My mother worked at Sears Department Store. My father had a restaurant downtown. They were very good to their children. I come from a family of a brother and a sister. My mother was my ally. My father, of course, was a lot more conservative. He wanted me to be a lawyer or be a journalist. I started working at a local newspaper. But she was the one that supported me in my music. With her money, she bought me my records and my music classes, etc.
Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality.
Music was very important to us. You know, I took it in school and I took my lessons, but it was all over the house all the time. I had two uncles that sang at the local Orpheus, and they were more in operatic field, classical field. But the music was played all the time, and as you know, any time I could save money from my paper route or get it from my mother, I was down there buying records, those big vinyl records, and bringing them home and listening, and started becoming an impersonator. I impersonated Johnny Ray and Elvis Presley and Frankie Lane, everybody that was popular at the time, and I'd go sing it at local talent shows. And it was that kind of mileage that really transformed me into finding myself and doing what I wanted to do. I was afraid to do Sinatra. He was very difficult to do. I did more of Sammy Davis and I did more of Dean Martin because they had that kind of tone. Sinatra was very difficult and continues to be very, very difficult for a lot of people, but he was tough to do. I've got you under my skin, you know.
I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near.
It's one of the great arrangements of Nelson Riddle. When you really listen to it and its construction, and when it gets into that solo and the trombone relief on it and the whole way that it's voiced, that's the brilliance in it. And then, of course, Frank just lays on top of it. It's that kind of attitude and cockiness that within the first 5 seconds, he'll put you in whatever mood that he needs to put you in. You know right away who it is and what mood to fall into, but that's very classical Sinatra. He's ruined it for everybody that has stood in front of an orchestra.
Because I've got you under my skin.
Everything goes off in my body over that. My shoulders go and my body starts to titillate. You know, there's certain records that just capture everything, and that's one of them. Well, I'd like to pass on My Way, actually, for many reasons, even with all of the others out there, because it stays within the Sinatra genre. It stays in a statement that's very timely, especially today, even though I wrote it back in the 60s where it was the me generation. That song, like Yesterday, have become the two most important songs from my point of view that are everlasting and the most sung. So My Way is the one that I'd like to pass on.
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Well, the whole motivation for My Way started when I had dinner with Sinatra in Florida, and he told me he was quitting. And I was very moved by that. And he was going to do one more album with my friend who I introduced him to, Don Costa, who was my producer for years. And I said, wow, Frank, he's gone. I couldn't imagine the world without him. A little did I know he'd come back five times. But I sat in my apartment where I was working and living at the time, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I sat at a typewriter because of my journalist days.
Regrets, I've had a few.
And I just started typing, and I had the melody in my head, and I said, what would Sinatra do? What would he say here? And metaphorically, I got into the groove of him retiring. You know, he told me the Rat Pack days were finished and the government was all over him, bugging his phones, etc. He was just tired of it all. And I said, okay, and now the end is near. And so I faced the final curtain.
I planned each charted course, each careful step.
Certainly, it was an exhilarating sense for me because I was writing it in my late 20s, but I never felt the confidence that I was the one to sing it because I really wrote it for him and intended it for him. And all of that finished at 5 in the morning, and I called him in Las Vegas and told him I had something very important for him to hear, and I made a demo and took it out there. I mean, I started crying when I finished it. I was just so excited. Maybe because it was 5 in the morning and I couldn't let it out to anybody, but I knew right away that with the right performance by him, that this was something major, that you only write these songs, you know, maybe once in your lifetime. But I knew right away that it was something very, very timely and very special and very, very important for him.
I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way.
When he first heard it, it was a, you know, a cool reaction. He wasn't doing cartwheels or anything like that because that wasn't him. But we knew that he liked it. And Don Costa was the one that really, you know, the unsung heroes are the arrangers and producers behind the, even the Sinatras and myself and everyone. And those are the guys that make it happen. And Don knew that we had something important. And Sinatra went in and really woodshedded and learned it well and did it in one take, actually. He was cool enough that I knew he liked it. And then they played it to me a few months later. They called me. I was living in New York, and they called me from L.A. They played it over the phone to me, and I just, I was pretty emotional about it. It was pretty cool.
Oh no, not me. I did it my way.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.